This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us every Monday in the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate same. Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be with you.
So, Guy, Friday, Moody's stripped the U.S. of its last AAA credit rating. That seemed to send reverberations. What does it mean?
It did. Unfortunately, what Moody's belatedly did was tell the whole world what we knew, which is we can't keep doing what we're doing. And it's unfortunate, and it's just one of those things. Neither party wants to reduce spending. Neither party wants to impose a national sales tax, which is the only way we can afford the level of spending that we have. And both parties want to blame the other for the problem. So it's a real challenge. It's just unfortunate because at this rate, interest will continue to consume more and more of the federal revenue and a greater percent of GDP. And Newell, you and either one of us could be an economist. There's an economist named Herb Stein who has a rule named after him. It's Stein's rule. And here it is. It's incredibly profound. Things that can't go on forever don't. So just think about that. If you thought that up, you could have your PhD in economics.
There's hope for me yet.
Exactly. Either one of us. So what Moody's is... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What Moody's is telling people is we have to address this. And the challenge is Washington does not believe in addressing things until the very last moment. Very, very similar to a middle school with an exam on Friday. Why study Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday when you can cram the night before?
So what is the real impact of this? I mean, I know it sends a message, right? We can't keep doing what we are doing. But separate and apart from that, does it have increased cost structure for us as we borrow money? Not really, right?
It just alerts people. It's just another warning signal. You know, people have been talking about it. Standard & Poor's took away the AAA rating earlier. Moody's now removed it. So it's really an acknowledgement of the reality that everyone has known. Now, we've seen an increase in long-term rates over the weekend, but this isn't a surprise. The numbers have been out there. You and I have talked about them week after week. The Federal Reserve publishes them. And it's really just an acknowledgement that something needs to be done. And I think what Moody's is trying to do is stimulate a real conversation and get both sides of the political spectrum to focus and realize, look, we have to, at some point, address this challenge. You know, we've increased spending significantly. We can't tackle that problem just with tax increases. So there will have to be some cuts. And the challenge is both the Team D and Team R have said we don't want to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Well, that's where all the money is. I mean, you could literally eliminate everything else other than defense, and you still have a budget deficit. So you really have to, at some point, deal with what are called entitlements. And that's the challenge, because both sides have said they don't want to touch entitlements.
So, I mean, I'm compelled to ask the question, and what do we do? But we've been down that path before. I mean, how do we change this mindset? So, for example, if we keep adding to the debt, $2 trillion, $3 trillion a year, when does it blow up?
That's the literally trillion-dollar question. At some point, investors will say, we can't afford and we can't risk buying long-term treasuries. And people will demand much higher interest rates for 20- and 30-year treasuries. And at that stage, politicians will be forced to deal with the problem. You know, it's interesting, during the Clinton administration, he was asked one time, you know, sort of what he'd like to be if he had one wish. He said, I'd like to be the bond market because it can dictate everything. At some point, the bond market gets so frothy and so nervous about sustained deficits that rates go up, or bond buyers just hold out and say, look, we're just not buying. We're not going to do it. And so I think that the challenge and the thing that will push it over the edge is higher long-term interest rates, where bond buyers just say, we're not buying unless we get significantly higher rates. And at that point, both sides will have to sit down and say, look, we just have to address the structural problems.
I mean, if you looking into your crystal ball, I mean, look, we got the big bad bill, or whatever they call it now. It's changed so many times, I don't even know what to call it anymore, is coming out. And the reality is that we're not cutting. We're not increasing at a far greater rate to the debt structure, but we're not eliminating a contribution to the debt structure.
No, it's hard to know what's in the bill. I don't even think Speaker Johnson knows what's going to be in the bill at this moment. So, but it does not set us on a trajectory to have a balanced budget, and neither side expects it to, because you're fighting with a very thin majority. And as we've talked about before, if you could sit down without the press in the room and with just some people that analyze actuarial tables, Social Security is easily fixable with a couple of tweaks. You raise the income ceiling on which Social Security is charged. You gradually raise the retirement age, and you cap benefits for the wealthy. And it's not difficult to get there, but it's politically impossible right now. That's why it's called the third rail of politics, because people don't want to do it. And both sides are guilty. If you start to change it, then you have the political cartoons of, you know, Bob and Sue are throwing grandmother off the cliff.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I guess we could go on and on. It's hard for me to figure out why they think that, like, something magically is going to happen, right? You can't get there in one big swoop, right? You have to be strategic. You got to be persistent. And as it relates to these issues in moving forward, it's going to gobble you up.
Yeah, and there is a not painless, but a relatively painless solution, which would be Congress authorizes the president, whoever that might be, and says, look, we're going to freeze spending at the level it is, and whatever cuts you need to make in programs to keep spending at last year's level, that's what we're going to do. And if you do that for 3 or 4 years, you can begin to get back on a trajectory that makes sense. But you'd have to allow the flexibility to adjust payments out, including entitlements. You know, it's the really out-of-the-box solution is when the debt ceiling comes up, if Congress doesn't extend it, for the president to say, well, since y'all didn't extend the debt ceiling, I'm going to live within the cash that arrives. I'm going to keep paying the interest on U.S. debt. We're not going to default on the debt. I'm going to keep U.S. defense where it is and pay the interest bill, but everything else is on the table, and I'm going to have to, I'll have to just pay with the cash that I have. Now, that'd be a shock to the political system, the economic system, but it's the sort of out-of-the-box thing that, that could occur if the debt ceiling isn't raised.
Well, when you think about it, it's another way of accomplishing DOGE, right? I mean, I would feel certain that the opponents to cuts would have very little evidence to bring into court, file a suit, and try to prevent the president from balancing the budget by doing so.
Well, if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, the president would have no choice because he's not allowed to issue new debt. He would have to live within the money that he has. Now, that would mean paying, you know, at the high end, Social Security benefits would decline, Medicare, Medicaid payments would decline. It would be very painful because we've gotten so used to it. But on a simple level, it's sort of like a couple where both of them are working and one person loses their job. And all of a sudden, they have to make drastic cuts to live within one income. And I've been through that. I think most of us at some point went through that in their lives. It's not fun. It's incredibly difficult. And as a country, we could actually do it. It would be very politically painful.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see where this plays out. All right, let us get to a break. When we come back, Warren Buffett sent out his annual letter to his shareholders, which very well may be his last. And we'll find out as to what that letter said when we return. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. And Guy, Warren Buffett, now looking back, that last letter that he sent to his shareholders and his recent announcement that he is retiring kind of puts it in a different perspective.
Really does. It sort of becomes sort of like Washington's farewell speech to his troops, Eisenhower's speech to the U.S. Congress talking about the military-industrial complex. I really wish that I could say this one day. Warren Buffett made this remark to his shareholders. He said, "I didn't really start getting old for some strange reason until I was 90. Now, when you start getting old, it becomes irreversible. But think about that. Didn't feel like he was old until he was 90 years old. So not too shabby.
Well, I'm already beyond it. I feel old already.
Well, we can only wish for that. He said, you know, once I started getting old, I couldn't remember numbers as well. I started not remembering faces and names. I said, okay, well, a lot of us understand that challenge, but at a little earlier age.
Yes.
But in his last letter, he made a number of points that I thought were significant, and I think now as you look back and realize, he said, in the future, Greg Abel will be writing these letters. So I think he knew when he wrote it that perhaps this would be the last one. Maybe he'll write one more. But he started with mistakes. He said, we've made a lot of mistakes at Berkshire Hathaway. We've invested in the wrong companies. We've selected people whose character and work ethic weren't what we expected. But the unique thing and the different thing is we admit our mistakes and we deal with them quickly. You know, Charlie Munger said, you can't delay the correction. Thumbsucking is a disastrous approach in business. And it reminds me of what we talk about sometimes with our government, where you delay a correction. But Warren said, we admit our mistakes. When I read other people's annual reports and I read them religiously, I seldom see anyone mention a mistake. Maybe they're afraid of liability, of lawsuits, but we admit our mistakes. We correct them quickly. And I thought that was important. And that was the first paragraph. So you think of all the things he could have said. He's beaten the S&P for 30 years, but he didn't lead with that. He led with, we've made some mistakes, we admit them, and we correct them quickly. He moved on to something else that was a little interesting. He said, I never look at where someone went to school, ever. He emphasized it. And he said, as I look back, we've had people with little or no education that have succeeded. He said, now, personally, I've been very fortunate. I went to some great schools. It was a privilege. And I recommend it if you get an opportunity. But we had a successful retailer that worked for us, Ben Rosner, that didn't finish the sixth grade. We've had people that didn't graduate from college. Had a lot of people that went to community colleges and state schools. He said, I never look at where a candidate went to school. I look at what they can do. And I thought that was interesting. You know, you and I have talked about the high cost of education. It's a good reminder to parents, man, get a school that you can afford so that the kid and a school where your son or daughter will finish. And that's going to be far more important than the brand name.
Yeah, no doubt. And the evidence is overwhelming now with that as well.
It really is. Unless you're going into academia, you know, the statistics show that you're more likely to head a Fortune 500 company if you went to a state school or a technical school than one of the Ivy Leagues. And look, those are great schools, and I'm proud of people that can get in and succeed there. But what Warren's saying is it's just not essential, and it's not the most important thing. And it's not, and I thought it was intriguing. He said it's just something he doesn't look at all. So when he looks at the resume, skip the education, go straight to what they've done in the work world. He made an interesting point that supports something we talk about all the time, which is paper money can see its value evaporate. He said if in some countries this reckless practice becomes habitual, and in our country's short history, we've come close to the edge. He said we need to remember, never forget, that a stable currency requires wisdom and vigilance. And I thought that's a key point, and it's incredibly important, because when you issue more treasuries than people want to buy, you're oversupplying a market. The only thing that can change is price. And in treasuries, the price is the interest rate. So what he's saying is never forget, you just have to maintain a stable currency. It's interesting, Thomas Jefferson said the same thing in a different way. He said the state should always be vigilant about debt. He said that is one of the greatest threats to the sovereignty of America. So it's an interesting focus on interest rates. And then the last thing is something that that we should pay attention to here in Louisiana. He said insurance is a great business, but it's the only business where you sell the product before you know the cost. And I had literally never thought of it that way. I guess that's one reason he's a business genius, is he frames simple things in a way that you don't think about. But what he said, and he went on to explain, is, okay, I sell a policy today. I'll sell you a policy, sell me a policy, but we won't know until years later if what the policy cost, because we don't know if there's going to be a fire, a flood, an auto accident, or an industrial issue or a medical malpractice claim. So we sell the product at a fixed price, and we learn the cost, our cost of goods sold, later. And I thought that was a real insight into insurance pricing.
Yeah, it's interesting. And he's right. You know, you ask for a premium, but you don't know whether or not your cost structure is going to be greater than the premium base that you ask for.
And one of his points is you have to be aware that if you have risks that are unknowable but very potentially large, you have to price it to take that into account. And he said sometimes you just don't know. And if you get into a situation where you have large legal exposure or large environmental exposure, it's very difficult to price that product today. But he went on to say they were pretty confident that they had the knowledge and expertise in order to do it. But he said this is something that they watch very carefully. It's provided a lot of cash flow to the company. And fortunately for them, they don't have to do reinsurance, because Berkshire Hathaway is large enough that they're their own reinsurance company.
You know what kind of surprised me, and I guess I should have known this, in that same statement, that sentence, he says, it is our core business, property and casualty insurance.
Yeah, because what happens is they sell the product, they get a lot of cash in, and then they invest it, and that provides tremendous float to the company. So they're both profitable on underwriting, because they've managed the risk pretty carefully, but they're also very profitable in investing that float in the meantime, because he's been a successful investor, and because he's done so much better than the S&P, it gives them the fuel to generate above average returns.
Yeah. I guess it's always nice when you're making money off of other people's money, right?
Oh, it is. And when you've got big piles of it, I mean, literally billions and billions of dollars. And he didn't talk about his cash hoard, but he's built up more cash than he's ever had. So that would imply that he thinks there are going to be some buying opportunities. Berkshire Hathaway only paid a dividend once in its history. It doesn't buy back its stock. So he's feeling and must feel, and he and Greg Abel, who's going to succeed him, must think that they're going to have some buying opportunities coming up soon. They have done a little bit of foreign investment, which is unusual for them. They've gone into Japan. They said that they see the opportunities there. They see the potential. So they've expanded their investments in Japan, although he says over and over, America's by far the best country in the world for long-term investments. You know, he's not at all negative in the long term. He just feels like, you know, we have some short-term challenges and maybe intermediate term, but we'll resolve them. And he still feels like he wants to remain fully invested and primarily invested in the United States. And he told the shareholders, look, I'm not going to turn into a bond fund. We're not just going to buy fixed rate bonds because that doesn't protect us from inflation. We're going to invest in well-managed companies, and that's going to be our focus going forward.
Absolutely. Let's pivot real quick. Russia, in an attempt to regain superpower status, becomes a Chinese colony. Tell us about that happenstance.
Yeah, this is a really interesting thing. It's like you have to be careful what you wish for. Vladimir Putin said the greatest tragedy of this century was the breakup of the Soviet Union, and his desire was to rebuild the Soviet Union, to recreate their power, and to become once again a global superpower. And so May 9th, you had the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. He and President Xi were reviewing troops. Of course, didn't talk about the fact that he was on Team Nazi at the beginning of the war, and that only at the end, after the Nazis attacked him, did Russia join the Allies. But anyway, he and Xi are celebrating. They're talking about the end of the war. But what he didn't talk about is because of the sanctions and because of the big, long border between Russia and China, they have really become essentially a colony of China. So in attempting to be independent and a superpower, what he hasn't looked at are the consequences. So over the last 3 years, trade with China has gone up 66%. What he hasn't understood is what Russia is sending to China is oil, natural gas, water, and timber. China is 34% of Russia's trade. So out of everything Russia sells to anyone in the world, 34% of it goes to China. For China, it's only 4% of their trade. So China is importing raw materials from Russia and then sending back cars, machine tools, semiconductors, and dual-use technology that they can use in their war. So if something happened, if there were, you know, a breakout of hostilities or a break in trade, it's 4% to China, 34% to Russia. And it's interesting because what China has done is they've used their power to negotiate incredibly favorable deals. They have a pipeline called the Power of Siberia pipeline that goes from Russia to China. And China has negotiated that they will pay less than world prices. They pay a discount from whatever the world price is for natural gas. And that's a closely guarded state secret. No one knows. The suspicion is it's about a 20 to 25% discount. But China has also said, and by the way, we're not going to pay you in a hard currency. We're going to pay you in yuan. So not only are you going to sell natural gas to us, you're going to sell it to us at a discount, and we are going to pay you with non-convertible yuan that you will have to only use to buy Chinese goods. So that sounds more and more like a colony. And if you think of what's happening, China is not investing anything in manufacturing in Russia. So they're not building plants in Russia. They're not building facilities. They have minimal investment in the Soviet Union. And what's going on is just a mistake in the viewpoint of power. You have this 1,200-mile border, and along that border, there are four Chinese towns that have more than 1 million people. Along that same border, there are zero Russian towns that have more than 1 million people. The largest is Khabarovsk, which has 644,000, followed by Vladivostok at 609,000. So China is crowding into the Russian border with lots of people. They're taking advantage of the trade relationship, and they're also taking advantage of the demographic shift. You know, Russia is in a really a terrible demographic situation. They have a declining population, and they have a real mismatch of male-female, 86 men to every 100 females. So a giant mismatch. China has also has a mismatch, but it's the other direction, 103 men for 100 women. And you see this in those four big Chinese towns, because essentially all the waitresses, dancers, and entertainers are Russian, coming across the border to find opportunities. And Russia's population mismatch, the male-female ratio, is actually getting worse as they lose people every day in the war. So China is sitting back, and it only the dictatorship can do this, sort of enjoying the fact that Russia is bleeding itself dry and becoming more and more dependent on China. And it, as you look at public opinion polls in Russia, more than half of the Russians think that they're a superpower. And in China, more than half of the Chinese feel sorry for the Russians, that they've gotten into such a terrible situation. But they actually are pretty happy that Russia is getting weaker as time goes on and more dependent upon China. So as you think back to where we started, Putin wanted to bring Russia back as a superpower. What he's doing is becoming essentially a colony of China.
Yeah. Let us get to the break. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts about the Russian strategy in this negotiation with Ukraine. They keep asking for more, and it's kind of interesting. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We've been talking about the Russia-China relationship. Little sidebar, though, Guy. It seems as though in the preliminary negotiations with the Russians and the Ukrainians, the U.S. are finding out that the Russians are actually placing more demands, more recognition of their ownership of land inside of Ukraine, and more restrictions on your Ukraine. What's up with that? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember this started with Russia invading Ukraine. It started cutting slices away under the prior administration, you know, started with Crimea, a few provinces, and then Putin's grand plan was to denazify Ukraine. People forget that was his stated goal. We're going to denazify Ukraine, despite the fact that there was no evidence that there were any Nazis in Ukraine. The reality is Putin is a former KGB thug. He runs the country based on fear. And his challenge is, if he's not the biggest, meanest guy in the junkyard, he's afraid that someone will overthrow him. And so for him to admit weakness, to compromise, is a tremendous challenge for him, because there's no retirement plan for leaders of Russia. You either stay on top or you get killed. So he doesn't want to leave. He realizes his goal of denazifying, you know, no one takes that seriously. His other goal was to weaken NATO, and he had the exact opposite effect. Because of the war, you had countries joining NATO, and it actually expanded as a result of his moves into Ukraine. So Finland and Sweden, which had been pretty neutral, and particularly Finland has a long shared border, joined NATO. And they have been securing their borders, putting up fences. And it's intriguing because the Europeans, which had signed a convention against landmines, are looking back on that and saying, you know, we're even though we signed that, we're going to start putting some landmines between us and Russia. And same thing with cluster munitions. We're going to start stocking those because it's impossible to defeat a big infantry advance without something like that. So his objective, he said, was to denazify. His real objective was to seize Ukraine. And that was the beginning of the step to recreate the former Soviet Union. And that's what he said in private conversations. He really feels like that should be the state of things. The problem is now he's in the middle of a horrible war. We talked about the male-female ratio. He's running out of men. That's why he had to use North Koreans. And so he's in a situation where he can't back up. He can't go forward. He can't admit weakness without potentially risking his own position. So he's stalling for time. And at some point, I think President Trump is going to get tired and say, look, you are the obstacle to peace, which has been pretty obvious to the rest of the world. And, you know, you're going to have to either compromise or we're going to fund Ukraine in such a way that they can beat you. The other thing that people forget is Russia's really a gas station with nuclear weapons. In terms of GDP, Germany has a $4.9 trillion GDP, the UK $3.7 trillion, France $3.2 trillion, Italy $2.4 trillion. Russia is only $2.1 trillion. So think about that. Their GDP is smaller than Germany, UK, France, Italy, significantly smaller than the EU combined. So if the EU put their resources together, they could fund a military buildup that Putin couldn't possibly answer. So he's really facing a challenge. And, of course, his ally is China, which has a $19 trillion GDP. Ukraine's ally is the U.S. with a $30 trillion GDP. So Ukraine's allies are stronger than Russia, have more GDP and more potential. And he's trying to play from a weak hand. It's sort of like a guy playing in the World Series of Poker, and he's looking at his hole cards and he's got nothing, and he's hoping that by going all in, his opponent will fold. And I think that really is it's a simple analogy, but I think it may be the best analogy of his strategy. You know, holding weak hands, he's thinking, I can get the U.S. to fold and I can get Ukraine to fold.
Interesting. Let's pivot again. We'll talk about a terrifying AI kidnapping scam. What's going on there?
Oh, Newell, this is absolutely terrifying. So, grandmother receives a call. Call sounds exactly, ideally, and completely like her grandson. Grandma, I've been kidnapped. I was stopping at Bucky's on the way to our house in Orange Beach, and they threw me in the back of a van. It sounds exactly like. All the details are right. She knows he always stops at Bucky's. She knows he was headed to Orange Beach. Said, and the kidnapper says, all right, if you ever want to see your grandson again, you got to go out to the store, get gift cards, and send the numbers to this number. Don't hang up if you ever want to see him again. And then the voice comes on, Grandma, they've got me handcuffed. He's got a hammer. He's threatening to knock my teeth out. She's terrified, doesn't know what to do, rushes to Walmart, gets the gift cards, gives them the numbers, hangs up. The crook says, all right, now you'll be able to see him again. She starts calling everyone in the family to find her grandson. He's perfectly fine. He'd never been kidnapped. Nothing happened. But what did happen is the crooks had looked at his Facebook account. They saw his pattern. They knew his grandmother's name. They knew the names that he called her, Grammy instead of grandmother. They knew that he was headed to the beach house that weekend. And so with those details and artificial intelligence, because he'd posted video to his website and to his Facebook account, they faked his voice. And his grandmother was fooled because it sounded exactly like him. The FBI has said this is an increasing threat. And the danger is with social media and AI, once you get enough of a voice sample, you can sound exactly like the person. And if you post details about your trips and travels, like you like to stop at Bucky's, you have a house in Orange Beach, you're going there this weekend, it all begins to sound so realistic that you can create real panic. So FBI is encouraging people to do two things. One, don't post your trip details until after you're home. And second, and this seems sort of CIA type, create a phrase that only your family members know so it can be identified that it's really you, because you can't tell by voice. And we talked about Warren Buffett earlier. Apparently somebody tried one of these kidnap scams and called his house. And he said, by the time I listened to the call, I was so concerned about Warren, I was getting my wallet out. I said, poor Warren has been kidnapped. This is awful. And he said, it's a weapon of mass destruction. Can't believe how real it was. So,
absolutely
tough reality,
scary.
But it really is scary.
Got to be on your toes all the time, too. I mean, it's just because they're coming at you from every direction. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Have a great week.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, the prisoners are still out there, and there's a lot of finger-pointing going on. I'm sure the mayor's not happy when the governor comes down here and talks about something in her city, so we have a lot to talk about concerning those prisoners still on the loose this afternoon.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way, folks, with a great lineup. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Monday evening, and we'll see you guys again in the morning. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.